The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
How dare you?
I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
We need to eat the babies.
You have stolen my dreams.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Financial Guys radio network. Russ Thompson, filling in for Mike and Glenn. They're always happy to have a Saturday off, especially in the summer. I wonder where Glenn is fishing today. In studio with me is David DiPietro. Carl Palladino is on his way in. He's running a little bit late. So, Carl, you're probably listening. Come on in. We're waiting for you. Mm-hmm. I want to plug a couple of things. Mike and Glenn have got a podcast. Me and Carl are going to join. We're going to start doing a podcast with them. You can hear it on iHeartRadio and radio.com. The call-in numbers are 716-803-0930. Text is 30930. We're on WBEN, WHAM, and WFTL. So welcome, South Florida. Russ Thompson, Dave DiPietro. I do want to do one quick update before we get anywhere. Anybody that follows me on Facebook knows that when numbers were rare and polling cars wasn't giving them out, Cuomo wasn't giving them out, I was getting good numbers from hospitalizations and emergencies and all that stuff. So that I got this update this morning, okay? 325,732,126 people do not have the China virus today. How's that? What do you think, Dave?
Does that include illegals?
Oh, well, I don't know. That's a good question. Why don't you ask Cuomo?
No, the numbers are all skewed, Russ. Even here, the numbers have been wrong since the beginning. First off, when they didn't test, they were deeming everything in New York COVID. So you came in with a heart condition, you came in with your foot hurt. It was deemed COVID because they would get $13,000
for
every one. And that's where the ventilators came in, because if you put someone on a ventilator for 5 minutes, you would get $39,000.
Are you kidding?
No, look it up. That's been going on since the beginning. That was the law you would get from the federal government. You get $39,000. Why do you think Cuomo was screaming for ventilators? He'd put them on for 5 minutes, and then they get $39,000, take it over to somebody else. These numbers, they try to tell you these numbers are all off.
Right.
Now, if someone's in a nursing home and they've got COVID, and they have to transfer them, like in Buffalo, to St. Joe's, which was the COVID hospital.
Right, exactly.
That'd be another case. Okay? That's a second case, even though it's one person. Now they transfer them to another floor for different treatment. That's another case. My sister-in-law, who's a nurse.
Carl is at the door, too, by the way.
My sister-in-law, who's a nurse, was telling me that some people, and this comes from a lot of people. I'm on the Albany updates every day, and so I talked to
a lot
of people.
Yeah, I was seeing them. You were posting them every single day on Facebook.
And sometimes one person can get counted up to five times. So don't tell me when these numbers hit that these numbers are accurate. None of them were. And they're lying right through their teeth. And that's the sad part.
Well, you know, and it got proven, because doctors, nurses, everybody in West New York was getting more and more frustrated within the hospital system itself. Getting more frustrated because of all the false numbers that were coming out of Albany.
That's right.
So I had doctors, nurses that were messaging me and getting my cell phone and texting me and saying, this is a bunch of BS, plain and simple.
Right.
We're frustrated. We need to get the real numbers out. Will you post them, but keep my name out of it? I checked, made sure they were a good source. I had five solid sources. I would get a set of numbers. I would verify it with the other four sources. They would say, yes, that's where we are. Boom, I would post them. I started getting criticized by other politicians. You can't do that. Yes, I can. Right. I can do that.
How many people on your post, because I've followed them, and on mine, when I would post the numbers, they'd say, oh, that's a lie. I'd say, look, I got this today from the Department of Health in New York State. Oh, yeah. This comes right from Albany, which everyone elected official plus
you're
gets
heartless.
Updates. So don't tell me I'm wrong. These are every day, and you can go on the website and get them. And they'd still say, oh, you're wrong, you're lying, you're making it up. Yep. You're a horrible person. I'm just like, no, you're scaring people because these numbers are false.
You can't live on fear that is being driven into you every single day of your life. Carl just walked in the door with his new dog, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Sally. So we're going to have to get Sally to speak, too. She's a beautiful little dog. Carl, how old is she?
She's 6 months.
6 months old. As soon as Carl got her, I had to stop by his office. I went up to the office. And as soon as I walked in, she saw me. She came walking right over. Carl looked right up. He goes, I think she likes you already. You know, and she was licking me. She's beautiful. She really is a beautiful dog. So I'm so glad. Did you cut her tail off, Carl, recently?
No, you know, after I lost Duke, I was in the dumps pretty bad.
I know
my
you
were. My daughters convinced me to go to the pound, and I went down to the pound, and Kelly McCartney was kind enough to show me like 15 dogs, and I said, geez, I want to take them all. I said,
yeah.
this is, right. You know. And she says, which one strikes you in the heart, you know? And this little guy here, a little girl, Sally, was sitting erect and staring at me and saying, please get me out of here.
Yeah, you know? yeah.
And so I took her, and she's 6 months, and she's...
She's a doll.
Beautiful dog.
Kyle. She's a doll.
Very dog. Friendly.
She came right up to see me.
Yep.
Yeah.
She really is a beautiful dog. I got to take some pictures of her so I can post because I haven't posted any pictures of Sally yet. But I saw the picture. You sent me the picture of her, and I got another picture. And when I saw her in the picture, in the text, I went, wow, she's huge already. And then when I saw her, she ain't big. Well, she's so little.
I did a genetic test, and she's one quarter Staffordshire Terrier, like Duke was. And,
oh.
And one quarter Mastiff, one quarter Border Collie.
Oh, wow.
And okay. One quarter Rottweiler. So she's,
that's incredible.
She's what a
got
beautiful
a nice mix,
dog.
And she's going to be big.
What a friendly dog, too.
Yeah, we had our dog. I was never a real animal person. But you saw our dog, Echo, was a border collie, and what a wonderful dog she was. She really
very
was.
Very bright, very bright dog.
Oh, incredible. You can always tell when a dog is thinking because they move their head sideways trying to figure out, like, what are you saying? But she got sick suddenly.
My wife does that, too.
What, gets sick suddenly?
No,
she or tilts
her
head
sideways and tries to figure out what I'm
Joel just walks out of the room. I've had enough of you. I'm kidding. But Dave and I were just talking about this coronavirus in New York State and how all the numbers have been twisted. And where I was getting actual numbers from, and I was educating people, and people were grateful for it, but yet we were getting attacked.
Yeah.
All right. Now, a note I put down, our driving protest. You were attacked.
Yep.
Carl was attacked. I was attacked. You know, you guys are heartless. You're going to spread this disease everywhere, and people are going to die because of you. We locked down the city of Buffalo for almost 2 hours. Cuomo actually showed up in Buffalo the very next day. What did he start to do? He started talking about opening up New York State. Well, that's what we wanted.
That's right.
He will never admit that's the reason why he came here. And then he went to Washington, D.C. and kind of got reamed out by President Trump, which kind of warmed my heart. You know, but now look, protest, riots. If we had maybe broken windows and started fires and stuff like that, maybe we would have been seen as okay.
Yeah, and Russ, know? Three of those people that attacked me, one that gave me a semi-death threat.
Oh, yeah.
We checked their Facebook pages. They were at the downtown rally. Okay, not ours, but the Antifa rallies.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
So, and they're down there. So they were complaining that I was out there with a mask on by myself and a friend of mine with a mask on holding up my sign.
Right.
Holding up that split the state. And yet here they are. They've got pictures of themselves down with 1,000, 2,000 people congregating with 50 people all around them. I mean, what a bunch of blithering hypocrites. These people have got to go. They're the worst. These liberals are out of control, and I tell people all the time, if not now, when, and if not you, who? It's time to start fighting back and taking these people. What they're doing is blatantly trying to destroy our country, and we've got to start fighting back. No more pandering, no more, oh, well, you know what, I want to listen to you. I don't want to listen to you anymore, okay? I don't want to listen to Antifa anymore. As far as I'm concerned, it's anti-free America. It's not anti-fascist. They are fascists.
And then
they're a terrorist group.
And then Cuomo comes out and says that it's an expression. To tear down statues.
Yeah.
All right. So where is that Mario Cuomo bust? Where is that?
Yeah.
You exactly. know where it is?
Yeah.
Let's go get it.
Can we deface the new Mario Cuomo bridge? How would he like that? Okay.
That'd
but
be
you know
a,
what? They tear down
that'd be
statues.
Great.
These people are
I'm
so
sorry.
Stupid.
I'm not advocating
and ignorant.
For it.
That they tear down, they're tearing down statues of abolitionists. Let me tell you what.
I know, is that amazing?
And tear down Treblinka and Dachau, okay? And the concentration camps. Why are they there? Why do they keep them up? Because they, what do statues do? They teach us about history.
Remind
us. They remind us what not to do.
Yeah.
If something's bad,
you forget our history, you're bound to repeat
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Plain
so
and
what,
simple.
And these people, they're destroying, they don't even know what they're protesting. They're tearing down abolitionists. They have no clue. These people are either ignorant or dangerous. Ignorant
they're dangerous, dangerous, as far as I'm concerned.
David.
They're either that stupid or they're dangerous.
That's why I'm proud of your friend. And that's why I'm so proud of you as an elected official.
Amen.
From our area here. You speak out. And that's what our government's about. It's about balance. It's about different ideas being thrown out there in public and then balance in the dialogue. There's no balance. Nobody else on our side, okay, other than you. I mean, I'm talking about Galvin and Orton and all the rest of them. No other Republican elected officials speak out like you do, and I think it's admirable.
Oh,
thank you.
A lot of people hate me, Carl.
Well, that's all right. That goes with the turf.
The
know?
Three of us. The yeah. three of us.
I'm
in
not
the room.
Best liked guy in the world. That's for sure.
The three of us in the room probably have more enemies than there are in Western New York. death threats.
Yeah,
I was
what?
Getting death threats. You know what I was doing with the threats? I was taking. I wish I had kept them all. When I thought of doing it, I had already deleted a lot of them. I blocked them and I would delete them. And then Mike, I was talking to Mike and Glenn. They said, expose these people. I went, that's a good idea. So I started taking screenshots of their messages and posting it on my Facebook page. Mike and Glenn were doing the same thing. Suddenly, things kind of backed off. They kind of calmed down. You know, I mean, it's what you got to do. They're a bunch of cowards. They hide behind different names. And they come after you, and they attack you, and they threaten to kill you.
How about this morning in this morning's paper, Cuomo?
You still read the paper?
You get the paper?
I have to get myself wired in the morning. That's how I get
my
wired.
Dogs are already out of their stage of where I use it for their cage.
But how about you know, it's nice to be charitable, but how about our governor? Okay. And by the way, when Puerto Rico had its devastation, he went down there. He sent New York State policemen down there for months. Okay. He was very, very charitable with the taxpayer.
With the taxpayer's money.
Yeah. Not with his own, but with the taxpayer's money. And now he's being charitable, offering four or five states. Okay. Total. Well, we'll give you machines. We'll give you help. We'll send the National Guard down there. Okay?
You know, Jewel brought that up, but go ahead and finish. But I want to elaborate
on
that.
The idea is it's you know, you're an elected official. You're supposed to be protecting the taxpayers. He has no regard for the taxpayers in this state.
None.
And the number of not only workers, but the businesses that we're losing as a result of his shenanigans.
Know, that's something that it's really starting to hit me on. And I know it's hitting you hard. Ellicott Development is getting hit real hard. It started hitting us the other day, and I posted on my Facebook how the Obama administration has really hit home, and people don't understand until it starts hitting you. Well, we've seen it. We've seen it coming for a long time. But we built little concrete mixers a couple of years ago because the new EPA regulations that were enacted because of Obama, and I brought it up on the radio then, we had to stop using small diesel engines. The new air pollution control sub is all EPA. So we no longer supply concrete mixers with diesel engines. Yet every other country in the world can use them. All right? We can. It put companies and businesses in the United States out of business completely. It's killing the agricultural who use small diesel engines to run all their equipment in
farms. That's right.
So that was number one. Now, this whole coronavirus thing, because of this massive shutdown, everybody was shut down. I knew that what was probably going to happen is that everybody being shut down, when we were finally starting to open back up again, it was going to be a floodgate to get all of our parts. Parts that we were supposed to have back in April never came until last week, June 23rd, I think they finally came. Now, we're starting to get orders. We're starting to get people because everybody's opening back up again. We had two gearboxes in stock. We've got them both sold. The wait time went from 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 3 months. Now it's 6 months before I can see a gearbox. 6 months. Come to find out, why? Why? Once again, Obama's EPA regulations virtually shut down the casting industry. Casting is you take liquid molten steel and you pour it into a form, and that's what all the hydraulics are encased in, all the gears. All right? Where are they being done? Over in China, over in India. Everybody else in the world can do casting, but the United States. We have the lowest pollution in the entire world. We're the only ones that are abiding by it. Every other country isn't. So all the casting is being done overseas. Now our gearboxes are being built in India. So the wait time now, not only because of the boondoggle and the cramming of all these companies that now want gearboxes, now we had to wait until they made it in India and then come across on huge containers. God help us if one of those tips over again. And then wait until they get in the country before we can get them. We're looking at December before we can even have another gearbox. How can you run a business like that? How can you do it?
Well, you've got people that talk about the climate change and all that, the pollution. Yeah. The United States cleans up better than any country in
exactly.
the world.
Exactly.
Okay, we clean up after ourselves. You want pollution? Yep. Go to China. When we were shutting down, go Google this from a couple years ago, we're shutting down our two worst coal plants that give out huge emissions, and they're shutting them down. The EPA shuts them down, right? At the same time, I think it was 2017 or 18, China is building six that have worse pollution than the two we're shutting down. But you don't see any of these wackos going over to China to protest their pollution. China, India, go to some of these countries. They put their manufactured waste right out in the streets, right into the back of the fields, into the water streams. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And you can too. But it's ridiculous. Here we are. We clean up more than any after ourselves, more than anybody. And I still have to listen to these people tell us how horrible our country is and about the pollution standards.
And who's new climate expert? She's 16 years old. What's her name?
The Swedish
girl. Yeah, she's now our new climate expert.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
I think
just
she's
like AOC, the bartender. You know, that's who's telling us how to run the EPA at this point. Something's got to happen. Something's got to happen soon. I just had to stop Sally from eating the phone cord.
Yeah.
Awesome. The phone cord was dangling down. I thought it was wrapped around her head, and it was it was basically in her mouth. Yeah, we blew right by a brick, didn't we?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back, folks. Sorry about that.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest hosts Carl Paladino and Russ Thompson. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Carl Paladino and Russ Thompson.
Thank you. Who recorded that? That's nice.
That was a nice little intro.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Greta Thunberg. Somebody just texted on the text board. Greta Thunberg. Another thing that was brought up. See, there's so much going on today. You know what? I had a suggestion just before I left the house. I said, what I should do is write down all these topics, stick them in a fishbowl, and one of us reach in. Whatever subject comes up, we'll talk about it for a little while. I was starting making notes, and I'm going, there is just too much. There's just so much. We can just basically whatever you want to talk about. But look at the other text message.
I got pages. I've just in the last couple
show
days.
Prep
I've been reading.
Show prep was like. It's insane. All you got to do is read my Facebook page. You know, it's like what I try to do. And if you're not following me on Facebook, I'm Russ Thompson, Russ with one S. Carl walked out of the room, and Sally's wondering where he went. So, now you actually heard Sally. You used to hear Duke, especially when Duke farted. Now you hear Sally. We'll get Sally to speak at one point. But right there, New York City is going to have the biggest drop in retail space and the housing crisis. So many people are moving out of New York City. It's unbelievable.
We just
at this
got
point.
The update, Russ, a couple weeks ago. Now I think it's up to 120,000
have left
the city permanently. Not just to get away from, but they're just done. They said, we can do this at home. I can work at home. And they've had enough in New York City and the governor and de Blasio especially. So they, 120,000 are predicting, this is from New York State now, predicting 400,000 to 500,000 permanently leaving the city by January 1st.
Well, that's kind of good for us because it's votes.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah.
You'll never see that though. You know, every district is divided by the number of people. If they lose 500,000 people, New York City loses probably four assembly seats and two Senate seats. So
that's unbelievable. Sorry to do this back to back, but gotta go to the news real quick. We'll be right back, folks.
Forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
You're listening to The Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at star 930.
I don't know where this weather is that's on TV right now, but we're seeing flooding, fires. I mean, I just saw a car get blown across a parking lot. Where is this stuff going on? It's not here. But well, look at that. All right, I got to stop looking at the TV set.
It's actually just a show called The World's Deadliest Weather.
Oh, what's that doing on in here? This should be the news. World's Deadliest Weather, and I'm looking up, thinking that it's actually going on. All right, back to the show. On the line, we got Mike Sparazza. He's calling in to talk about auto and home insurance. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're trying to pinpoint down different subjects to talk about because there's so much going on. But now you, the floor is yours.
All right, yeah. Tell you guys, the people in the Rochester area, just fuck your insurance. Make sure your premium's in line. Make sure your coverage is up to date. Usually I give a couple success stories. I'm going to give a couple this week, just some savings. Had a couple clients over $1,000, one over $250, another one over $550, and the list kind of goes on. All saving a lot of money and increasing coverage as well, which I think is important. And one interesting one, and his wife live in New York, also have property and vehicles in Florida. They were using three separate brokers to bring it all into one. And
where is that coming from?
Your phone back there.
Oh, it's Carl's phone. I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Just working with Flow to consolidate insurances, one insurance broker or agent to work with them. And this week had a couple of those. Just taking over some policies, rewriting some policies down in New York and Florida and consolidating everybody's insurance. So it's a lot of different stories right now. We've been busy and helping a lot of different people.
That's good news. And what's the number where they call you at?
Give us a call, 716 833-115 at the financial guy's office. Happy to look at your policies for you, see if we can do anything for you.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Take care. Sally's making noise over there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She's chewing her water. Look at that thing. She chewed it all up.
Oh, my God. Her water bowl. She just chewed it all up. She got to realize we're live on the radio.
Right, so Andrew Cuomo decides, okay, that this is the night that Mr. Gugino was pushed down by a couple of policemen.
Yeah.
And Andrew Cuomo decides that this is a major, major felony, okay?
Yeah.
With who knows how much information he had that evening. Mr. Flynn, on the other hand, is not necessarily disposed to place charges against these policemen, and if anything, certainly not felonies.
Right.
So Mr. Flynn gets a phone call that evening, okay, from the almighty Andrew. And the almighty Andrew demands that Mr. Flynn charge the two policemen with felony assault. Okay, way out of whack.
You got to take that thing away from Sally.
I mean, at worst, this thing was a.
Okay. So Cuomo actually called Flynn.
He called Flynn. And he demanded, and he says, if you don't do it, I'm going to get Letitia James, the New York State Attorney General, to take jurisdiction on the case. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that should pretty much destroy him in court.
Yeah, you think?
You know, after being, without question, the killing 6,000 people in nursing homes because...
I thought it was 12,000. That is something that I wanted to bring up.
Because you made an egotistical demand, okay, that the nursing homes take these COVID victims and mix them in with their people. Doing that, I mean, that's criminally negligent homicide if ever there was anything. Although, you know, some people are above the law, and in this case, I haven't seen a prosecutor anywhere across the state willing to take up this matter and submit it to a grand jury. At worst, that's what should be done.
Well, somebody's got to bring it up because this is just wrong. So that's why Flynn came right out and charged these guys, Carl?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and the more you look into Mr. Gugino, and I didn't want to do a whole bunch on this, but the more you look into this guy...
How about his lawyers? You think they're soaking that case? They're keeping him in the hospital for rehab. They ought to build up his damages. Because they think they got an open and shut case with the people.
I never saw his head hit the
ground.
But
anybody that saw the video, okay, this guy stumbled over his own feet.
Yeah.
He was given a little bit of a shove by a policeman in line, moving, okay, which is what they're trained to do.
If you push you out of the way. For somebody to actively and confront the police... When they're in riot gear and they're coming in and their job is to clear the crowd, and this guy walks right up to a couple of cops, and then with his cell phone tries to go over, and of course, they did their job. And if you really watch that video, I saw one in slow motion. The guy's head didn't hit the ground. Everybody talked about hearing his head hit the ground. No, what you heard was his helmet. He had a motorcycle helmet in his left hand.
In his hand, right.
He fell down, and his butt hit first, and his head that I saw, and I've watched a couple of videos, his head never hit the ground. Anybody, doctors, nurses that I've talked to, have said nobody ever bleeds immediately from their ear. There's some conspiracy stuff going on out there about him having a fake blood bag going up at a tube going and blah, blah, blah. What I want to know is actually... Did they test the blood that was on the scene? Did they test the blood that was in his ear? Is it his blood? Is it somebody else's? There's too many questions on this. And for this guy to still be in the hospital, I question it every day. How much do they cost him to keep him in this expensive hotel?
No, I know. And what I question, I don't question all that. I'll just say, were the police okay when a guy's putting his hand within inches of your firearm?
Right.
Is the police justified to push you away? The answer is yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
Okay? So this guy, there's no charges. This guy should be in jail.
Yep.
He violated the curfew. He violated the order. He came up to the police. End of story. And then, I'm sick of hearing people tell us how this guy was a victim. And if he's been arrested over 300 times, he came out and was telling people, there's videos of him telling people he's going to take the police to the Supreme Court that night. He was telling people this.
Yep, I saw all the videos. Yeah, I had people send me stuff that I still haven't seen.
This guy is 75 years old, and he's a bad guy.
If you look at his history, he actually came in the middle of a Verizon strike. They brought him in to train people on how to fall and fake getting hit by a car. That was the reason why this guy was brought in the Verizon strike.
That's right.
You know,
enough is enough. And when those police officers all resigned off that task force, kudos to
them. They did the right thing.
That's right. Kudos to them, saying he just got pushed. He was in our way. He was told to back down. How many times was he told to get out of their face?
Exactly.
To get out of the way. And he didn't. He disobeyed order after order after order, and then went to the point, you never, never let someone get near your firearm as a police officer.
No, my God, no.
Never.
No.
And that gives you justifiable force to push away. If that officer would have struck him in the head with the baton, it would have been justified.
Hello?
You go near that firearm, you're justified. Okay? End of story. This should be thrown out. This man should be charged.
Yeah. There's
not
no question about
it. And filing a lawsuit against those police officers. Shame on all those officials who are badgering this police officer and what he's had to go through. I stand with that officer 100%.
Isn't it two of them? Two cops that are being charged?
Two cops.
It's two.
Yeah, two cops. I'm with them 100%. Yeah. Matter of fact, I was so happy to see the whole Buffalo PD standing outside that courthouse when they were going in and they were coming out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
what's gone? Where right is wrong and wrong is right in this country.
We're upside down.
Total plumb line on what is right. And a lot of it has to do, you can go into a lot, but these stupid millennials that are growing up now, they've been coddled, they've been told anything they want, they get, and they put a little tantrum if they don't. And we're seeing it now from the education system on down.
Somebody posted a meme the other day it might have just been a statement about how those little kids that were in the shopping carts yelling and screaming that they wanted something, that's who now is out there on the streets rioting and protesting, which is okay. They can do this, and it's not a threat to anybody's. But now you got the convention, okay, and Trump rallies. Where are the spikes in what's going on with the coronavirus? Where Trump's going to have his rallies, and where the states are going to hold the conventions. Now you got the Democrats that are going to have a complete virtual convention, where Biden can stay in his basement. It's the only place where he's safe. He stays in his basement, and he can read a script, which he doesn't really do very. According to him, 120 million people died of the China virus. 120 million. What was it, 160 million people got killed by guns?
Yeah,
there's no population left in the country anymore. We're done. We're screwed.
How can you, as a Democrat, and I've asked Democrats this a lot, is, first off, and most Democrats I know are like moderates. They're not.
Oh, yeah.
They're not these. Okay, the Democrat Party has been totally hijacked by far-left communists.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
And I tell people, why are you still, friends of mine, why are you still registered in the Democrat Party? Well, I've been all my life, and I vote for the right person. Yeah. I said, no, by being registered as a Democrat, you agree with everything that Pelosi, AOC, the squad, Cuomo, everything that they do, you agree with it.
Absolutely.
And there's power in numbers, and they take your numbers, and they use it for their power. So if you don't agree with it, get off that line. I don't care what you register to, but get off it.
Register as a blank.
Because you are agreeing with it. Don't sit there and tell me you don't agree with them. If you stay registered as a Democrat, yes, you do. You agree with what's going on in this country. You agree with the protesters.
Agree.
The violent protesters, the people that are burning, killing, and looting.
Absolutely agree.
And if you do, great. Let's have a debate. If you're that Democrat, gosh, I love that.
And if you don't want it,
then get off that line because you're showing them by staying there that you're giving them all that power.
And if you don't want to be a Republican, you don't want to be a conservative, you want to be an independent, no, you're better off just going and registering as a blank.
As a blank,
as an unaffiliated voter. Everybody knows that we just moved back from back to Erie County, back to Grand Island from Niagara Falls. As I was changing my license, they were saying to me, do you want to register to vote? I went, no, not right now. I don't know what party I want to join. And I'm still struggling with it. I haven't re-registered to vote. And no, I did not vote. So I can't get charged with voter fraud. I won't go there about Jacobs. I just won't. It's just a topic I'm not going to get into. Nate, get out of the race. But anyway, I'm really struggling in my brain because I have been registered in every party out there, independent, Democrat, Republican, conservative, and I'm not sure where to go, whether I got to go blank or whether I'm going to go to the conservative side.
They say that we have in this area of the state the most percentage-wise independent voters of anywhere else in the state.
Yeah, and it's all controlled by one person in Albany.
And I think it's pretty representative of the middle-of-the-road type of mentality that we have here. You know, even though the Buffalo News reprints 5 New York Times and New York or Washington Post articles every day, all right, all of whom, maybe you got one exception every day, all right, that is anti-Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's disgusting. They still don't get it. This new guy, Wiley, that just took over for Warren Koval as publisher, there was great hope for him, but we haven't seen any changes of any significance. Connolly is still running the show, and he's a guy with a smile. He just got that sarcastic smile about his puss.
You're talking about the independent. But here's the fact, though. We do have a lot of independent voters. They think they're independent, but they're registered to the Independence Party.
Exactly.
And the Independence Party is controlled by Governor Cuomo.
Absolutely. Okay? That's why I said one guy in Albany.
He's kicked me off that independence line. We've gotten the signatures to get on the ballot 3 times. He's kicked me off every time, okay, because of his vindictiveness. So he totally controls the Independence Party. So if you're a registered independent, all you're going to get is left-leaning literature.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get the statistics on that again. I have to.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a... We blew off the other break, so we got to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest hosts Carl Paladino and Russ Thompson. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Carl Paladino and Russ Thompson.
Welcome back, everybody. See how easily we get carried away? I mean, with us three in the room, the smell from my brain's burning is pretty bad. But all we got to do is just touch on one topic, and the three of us can jump in so quickly. But anyway, Russ Thompson, Carl Paladino, David DiPietro filling in for the Financial Guys on the Financial Guys Radio Network. Now heard on WBEN, WHAM, WFTL. If you need the Financial Guys, I would advise if you need the Financial Guys to give them a call. 833-FIN-GUYS, their podcasts on iHeartRadio and radio.com. Coming soon, Russ and Carl on podcast too. As soon as we make that official, I'm not sure exactly what day we're going to do it. We're going to run with it. Hi, Sally. Sally is just running around having a ball inside this studio. You could probably heard her before chewing on that plastic water bowl. So, Dave, Albany update. You're done in session right now, right?
Yeah, we're all done. And I'm just looking on the live stream. Someone wanted to know who won the 140 Assembly District primary. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, that's Hardwick's old seat. And that, I think, as of yesterday...
In the Assembly.
Stocker was running in a primary against some other Democrat.
I know he lost.
He was up 44 points.
I heard votes. Stocker lost.
Okay.
See, we don't know. I haven't really kept track of any of those.
It's going to be another week, they said, because of all the absentees that are coming in. But he was up 44, what I was told yesterday.
Okay, so we...
In the Democratic primary.
Yeah, we don't... This year...
So who knows?
This year's a mess as far as voting goes.
Yeah.
I mean, people just mailing in their votes along with regular absentee ballots. I don't... What, they're actually not even going to start looking at them until July 1st?
No,
which is this coming
week?
June
30th? Yeah, they're going to start this week, but they're not, depending on what race it is, there's so many that they're not going to be able to get through them all till probably after the 4th of July weekend, going into the next week.
Yeah, okay. I don't doubt that. Yeah. Nate McMurray, drop out. You're looking like an ass. But anyway, where do you want to go, Dave? I know there's so much going on in Albany. Communists have taken over the Assembly.
They put up 12 a few weeks ago, the Democrats in New York City put up 12 anti-police bills that weaken the police, and they all passed. They all became law. The governor signed them. So they have, they've got the majority by supermajority, 107 to 43, and out of those 107, 82 are from New York City. Like I said, so everything
just
that happens
completely
to us,
outnumbered.
Right, everything that happens has to be vetted through New York City. I tell people all the time, even say Crystal Peoples or name a Democrat here, Sean Ryan, if they want any of their legislation passed in their own conference, New York City has to say it's okay. If New York City says no, it doesn't go anywhere. It's done. You know, and Crystal's like the third or fourth most powerful woman in the state. I mean, she's, you know, floor leader now, and but that's the way it works, you know.
If it isn't approved by New York City, it goes nowhere.
Yeah, and right now, everything is being funneled through New York City. Every dollar we get federally, every dollar we get is going to New York City. We're getting zero up here. If you thought it was bad when the Republicans had the Senate a couple years ago, now that the Democrats in the city control the entire state, they're giving us the back of their hand. We get nothing. It's a sham. It's a sham. It really is.
So for the whole idea of get senators and assembly people out there talking about meeting with the Western New York delegation, it just doesn't happen, right?
No. There's no New York delegation much anymore. We don't get consulted anymore because we did when the Senate was controlled by the Republicans. But now that the Democrats control it, they don't. The Democrats haven't. We haven't had a conference in a year. There hasn't been
a meeting of
Western New York delegates.
And we don't have any chance whatsoever of taking it back to New York State Senate because too many people retired, and the Republicans have no candidates.
Exactly. So it's we're not going to take the Senate back. I don't know. No one's even saying we're going to even come close. So
the Republicans are basically devoid of thought and devoid of candidates in New York State.
Well, you saw what happened. Isn't that wonderful? I can tell you that. You saw what happened. I think 12 or 13 retired. Why? Because when they were in the majority and they were getting $500,000 or $700,000 just for their staff.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
cars and all this, all the pork that they were spending. I mean, look at a couple years ago, the year they lost the Senate, the Republicans lost the majority. They were going around that summer. It was in the Buffalo News. I'll just throw it out there. I think each senator in Western New York got at least $4 million to spend in the district to buy votes. $4 million. You know what? I get zero. I get nothing. They got $4 million. I mean, Jacobs, I think, had $6.5 million. Go look on. It's in the Buffalo News.
This is when the Republicans controlled the Senate.
And that's in 2018, that summer. And then we lost in November. And now they get nothing.
Wow. Yeah. And Sean Ryan's going to be a senator.
So all those Republicans retired because they're like, I don't need this. I'm in the minority and I don't get any money. You know, all of a sudden my staff's cut. I get $200,000 for a big district. I get $150,000, whatever it is, to pay my staff. And I don't get the pork and I don't get this. I'm out. They just all, there was no leadership there. Everyone that resigned, good riddance, see you later. You know, I know I'm a Republican, but I had to deal with a lot of those people, and they were useless. I hope we get some new blood in there that fights.
When I saw that Rob Ort...
What?
New York City's got a $20 billion or $22 billion deficit. Is Cuomo going to bail them out?
There's no money to bail anybody out.
No.
There's no money, Carl. There's nothing.
And what happened to the New York State deficit?
The deficit was about $6.5 billion.
What's that up to now?
And they were kicking that down the road to get through the election cycle this year, but now it's way over $20 billion and growing. And you got to remember, we all look at something and we say, like with the $6.5 billion, look at how they raised taxes and fees last year, and that was only $1.5 billion deficit. And when the press went to Heastie, the speaker, and said, you know, you're looking at $6, $7 billion. They said, what are you going to cut? Because you can't. He said, and he just looked at him incredulously. And go Google what he said. He goes, we're not cutting anything. We love our programs. These are essential to New Yorkers. We're not cutting anything. We're going to raise revenue. We'll find a way to raise revenue, which means we're just going to tax the heck out of everybody. I mean, it was a joke.
These are your legislative leaders.
And the sales tax returns have to be weighed on.
I mean, hugely down.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So every county is going to be really hit.
You know what? Let's go to a couple of calls. We got a bunch of calls up, and I hope we get the line right. Larry calling about pistol permits. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, hi. I've been
hi.
You guys for a while. If I didn't know better, I think you guys were Republicans.
don't blame me for that.
We just tell the truth, Larry. We just expose it all.
That's all.
My question. About a video that Mr. DiPietro made a while back concerning pistol permits and people that hold marijuana cards for CBD oil or
for correct.
Yeah. For reasons that you can't hold both. And I have a question. I'm a disabled veteran. I've had my pistol permits since 1978 and have never had an incident. And because I take I get CBD oil, I can't keep my gun?
Well, that's a great question because we've brought that up for the last 6 months in Albany to get a clarification on that, and the governor won't give us any. So there's been no bill to take those certain specifications like you are to say, okay, yeah, you can be a disabled vet, you can be on CBD, this not going to take away your gun rights, but they won't give us that update. They won't tell us exactly where they want to go. So we're in limbo. So I couldn't tell you what to do. I'm just the Albany, the governor will not tell us, will not give us any direction on that. And so we're just it's
kind of like reopening. We don't know what's going to happen with reopening until Cuomo actually says this is what's going to happen. So now we're at level 4, but it's at 4A, 4B, 4C, 4D. Which is
right.
It?
But the reason for my confusion is that my right to carry a gun is a constitutional right.
Absolutely.
They don't care about the Constitution. Larry, oh. Come on. You're making me laugh over here. Okay, they laugh. The Democrats in the Assembly laugh at us all the time when we bring up the Constitution.
Our New York State Legislature gave Governor Cuomo, passed a bill allowing him to make laws. In other words, they delegated their franchise for making laws to the governor. And that's what the governor's been doing. All these laws are illegal. They're all unconstitutional. All this nonsense
about
spacing yourself and all that. It's all illegal. It's just got to be brought up before the right courts. Everybody thought the thing would be gone. Nobody started the damn lawsuits.
Larry.
Hogan and Willick has a lawsuit.
Hogan and Willick has one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Larry, but it's going to take forever. And in the meantime, this guy Cuomo is still dictating laws. They're totally unconstitutional.
Okay, we got to cut on a break. Larry, thanks for the call. Thanks for your service. But I would get a hold of your assemblyman and Senate, get a hold of them, and try to stay in contact with them to find out what's going on. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The financial guys in Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Open the curtain, please. We are introducing New York State Clean hand sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
This is a superior product to products now on the market. Purell, competitor, New York State Clean. It has a very nice floral bouquet, little I detected lilac, hydrangea, tulips, what does it smell like?
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
That was a great soundbite, and you know why, Frank?
Why is that?
When David DiPietro came in out front, what did he have in his hands? Yeah. But a gallon of this hand sanitizer. So now I actually wish I could have brought it in. We could have actually done a review on it.
And done a picture with it.
Is it flowery? Does it have a flowery scent? We could have done a critical review live on the air. Now I wish I brought it in. I'll tell you, folks. Well, first, Russ Thompson, Carl Valadino, David DiPietro sitting in for the financial guys. We're having a ball, and we could touch on so many issues, but so whatever comes up is what we're talking about. During the news, we just went into two subjects. It's like, I kind of wish we were still on the air doing this stuff. That's how easy it is with us three. Now, Dave, you brought up that the executive powers, actually, Carl brought it up, and Dave, you elaborated. the executive powers that Andrew Cuomo has gotten from the New York State legislature were really only legal for 30 days, and then he was supposed to come back and get an extension on it by a vote of the legislature for 15 days.
Correct.
And what did they do? In the budget, they actually passed this thing that he's got power until...
No, it wasn't in the budget. It was a message of necessity standalone bill on March 13th at midnight. We got called into conference.
Jason just brought in the hand cleaner.
Oh, he's got it.
All right, we'll do a review, but we got to finish this. This is crucially important. Thank you, Jason.
So here's what happened, and this is totally unconstitutional, so you got to pay attention to this one. On March 13th at midnight, message of necessity comes through from the governor. He wants executive powers to run all these executive orders. Now, by state constitution, which we argued at 2 o'clock in the morning, he can have executive power for 30 days. Then it sunsets, then it ends. Now, if he wants a 15-day extension, he can come back to the full legislature and Senate for a vote, but it has to be specific. Exactly what do you want the power for? Okay, he has to lay it out. It's got to be very specific to get that 15-day extension. Then, so we could do that. After that, it's over. He has to come back to the full legislature, and then if he wants any more executive power, it has to be one thing. Say, I need power to do this, and it's got to be extremely explicit. What he did was on March 13th, he wrote the bill that he would get executive power. This is on March 13th of 2020.
March 13th.
Of 2020, just a few months ago. But now he wants executive power and got it from the legislatures. Until April 1st of 2021. For over a year, he's going to keep it. Normally, these executive powers, like for 30 days or whatever, sunset.
Right.
So they're done. He gets his powers over at that date, and that's it. But the governor wrote this bill so that it would have to be voted on April 1st, and you would have to vote to take away these executive powers. If you don't vote, he keeps them, or you vote to keep him. But if he does that on April 1st of 2021, why did he do April 1st of 2021? Because that's the budget.
Right.
Name me one Democrat that's going to vote to take away the governor's executive issue powers when they know that everything they're going to be stripped of. The governor will come at them like a fireball and strip them of everything they have.
See, this should be front page of the Buffalo News. I'm sorry. This should be.
It's totally illegal.
I did not know.
Every one of these executive orders is illegal.
You have to explain that our Constitution, our federal and our state constitutions, both require that there be a separation of powers.
Absolutely.
Right. And it's the executive who enforces the laws. It's the legislature that passes the laws. Okay, and it's the judiciary that determines how the laws are read.
Exactly.
And in this particular case, our New York State legislator, our New York State legislature, tours
in total,
our assembly, even Republicans, okay, all Republicans in the New York State Assembly, except for six, including David in the six, all right, voted for a law that gave Andrew Cuomo the powers to make law. They can't do that legally.
For a year.
It's unconstitutional for the legislature to pass a law delegating their own powers to somebody else. They can't do that.
So why do we have a legislature at all? The governor's basically given all the power to himself.
That's right.
With the permission of the legislature, the assembly and the Senate. So why do we have a legislature at all?
We got a dictator.
For young people out there, okay, for people that can go and people that can get in their car and drive someplace else, This is exactly what you're facing for the future in New York State.
Get out.
You're gonna see more of it. Get out while you can. Get out, young people. Go find a job someplace else. Just get out of the state. The state is gangrene.
If any media is listening, okay, you have to do a story on this.
They won't do that. The Buffalo News will never do a story on it.
They won't because
Democrat Andrew Cuomo takes out a full page. During election times, Andrew Cuomo takes out full-page ads with the Buffalo News.
That's right. And every single Democrat in Western New York voted for the governor. Yeah.
This is infuriating, but are we powerless? Can we get a U.S. attorney involved in this thing, representing the federal government, or actually representing the citizens of New York State? Yeah. Who can we get a hold of as a U.S. attorney? Anybody? Anybody out there?
Well,
can we contact Kennedy?
JP Kennedy. Somebody have to go sit with him.
I'll call him.
First 55 days of his executive powers, he passed 258 laws. Executive orders.
258 now.
Executive orders, something like that. Yeah.
Last I knew it was 162, but now it's well over 200.
It was crazy. You know, he just passed a few more. He just extended the mask actually till June 27th, which was what, yesterday?
No, today's. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Today's the 27th.
Today.
So the mask executive order expires today.
Right.
But he extended it now to June.
Which doesn't have any power anyway.
It doesn't have any power.
Just to be clear, the three of us are sitting here. Actually, the four of us. Sally does not have a mask on, and we do not have a mask on.
The haters will hope that we just die.
The haters are going to hate us anyway, David.
Everybody understands, okay? What we're saying here is all the rules and regulations that the state has imposed on businesses opening and closing, they're all meaningless. They're all unconstitutional.
Yep. But in the meantime, businesses are going out of business. People are going broke. Mm-hmm. Families are going broke.
It goes to show you that our entire system is broke. Okay,
yep.
It's broke
absolutely
because we elect very weak leaders. We appoint very weak people to sit in our prosecutor chairs. It's very unfortunate. But this is life as it is in New York State today. Get out.
Well, my office handles a dozen to two dozen unemployment claims a day.
A day.
Okay, so we're constantly on the phone all day with Albany trying to get these claims processed and get them through. Yesterday I had three personal. I get them on my phone. People call me or my office. And what the joke was, I broke the story. Carl, you gave me the name of the gentleman from the New York Post.
Yeah.
I broke the story from a friend of mine in down in Attica, New York, whose daughter was in South Carolina. Governor Cuomo shipped 2,500 jobs down to South Carolina to process our New York State unemployment claims.
Are you kidding me?
Didn't you see that? Front page of the New York Post. I got it to the guy Carl gave me. Thank goodness. Okay. 2,500 jobs going to South Carolina.
See, I would have known about it if Carl sent it to me, too.
Yeah. And then,
Carl?
They were outsourcing some of those jobs to Alabama. Here's the kicker. Those jobs could have been done in New York State by New York State people.
Absolutely.
There, right? And then what? And then also, who's our governor, Mr. Minimum Wage? All those jobs in South Carolina, $9 an hour. $9 an hour. Not 15 like he touts up here, right? Here's a guy touting the minimum wage, Mr. Minimum Wage, and he outsources New York State jobs at $9 an hour. What a blithering hypocrite this man is.
My God, see how easy it is for us to go off on something? It's already time for a break. I mean, we'll be right back, Frank. We're ready to go. Unreal.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest hosts Carl Paladino and Russ Thompson. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Carl Paladino and Russ Thompson.
If Carl's name is on top, then he needs to take over my seat. He needs to control the commercials and do all the plugging and stuff. Instead, he's over there trying to keep Sally under control.
She's eating everything.
I think she's
if you don't hear us in a few minutes, it's because she just ate through the whole panel.
All right, we got to before we do, we crack open this bottle of New York State clean hand sanitizer.
Right.
I want to say two things. Number one, everybody's got their homework to do. Anybody and everybody that's listening, I need you to find out who your U.S. attorney is, and I want you to call your U.S. attorney. In Buffalo, it's Kennedy, all right? Let's get a hold of Kennedy, and we demand that Kennedy file an action against New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo for subverting the United States and the New York State Constitution by giving himself executive power for a year. Okay, that's what we have to do, plain and simple.
And the gentleman on the text about why is March 13th significant? It's because that COVID was here coming, it was here, and they thought we had to get on top of it.
Right.
And it started with that bill right there. Okay.
I remember just when they started, what they canceled, St. Patrick's Day celebrations, they canceled Correct. Dingus Day celebrations. We actually had a birthday party, a kind of a combined birthday party. I was one of the recipients at our house, and we were all starting to talk about everything being shut down.
Right.
All right, so on that note, I want to go to John on Grand Island talking about a governor comment. John, you've been on hold for a while. How can we help you?
Just for us. Thank you.
You got it.
Because I'm eating a piece of pizza right now.
Oh, see, you should have been prepared because we were going to come at you for any moment.
I was one of your son's instructors up at Niagara Falls Culinary Institute, just so you know.
Oh, okay. All right. And have we met?
Kid. And your daughter was at school with my son, Jacob, who Jacob worked for you for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then Carl, I did a cater party for Carl years ago, probably over 20 years ago, at his house. And Carl, your house is amazing.
Yeah. I remember your son, Jacob. He kind of left welding, and he went into ice sculptures, which is what you do, right?
Yeah, with me, correct.
I've seen some of your work. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you got for a governor comment?
My comment is I feel very sorry for Chris Jacobs that he had to deal the BS about the same thing you went through a couple years ago with how they try to demean you of trying to disrupt the whole election cycle that you were going for. Chris Jacobs, what was that, 2 weeks ago? They said that he was incorrect about his mailing.
Yeah, no, mailing or voting?
Voting, that's what it is. Like voting, I don't know if he mailed it or voted or whatever.
No, he voted.
You have to do the same thing, correct? I mean, you went through the same kind of BS, correct?
Yes, I did.
And I, you know, and as soon as that happened with Jake, I was disrupted about it. They deal with, and all the candidates were nice people. I swear to God, I think they were nice people, but how they play games, and you had to go through these games all the time. And Carl had to do the same thing with everything that that he's gone through. Through the governorship and, you know, trying to help people out in the Earth community. It's so much disruption that you guys do a great job. I swear to God. I love listening to you guys all the time.
Thanks.
And Rogers, the Roger Stone thing that Carl did back in October, I loved it so much. I went to the event. I thought it was like a concert.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to be there. I went by myself, and I just stood there, and all the people that were there were so enjoyable to just hang out with.
You know, we get a bad name, and for what? You know, we're attacked in the media. We're attacked by the politicians. If you listen to some people, we're the worst human beings that have ever lived.
Because people don't want to hear the truth, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's a lot of it. A quick comment. I was charged with 5 counts of felony voter fraud. Almost a year we went through it. Over $10,000 in lawyer fees, court fees. I was put on 3 years probation, and the only other person in New York State that had ever been brought in on charges was Susan B. Anthony. And I was, when Flynn got in, Flynn basically dismissed all the felony charges, and I pled guilty to signing a false document, which was how strange that everybody, my whole family on the voter roll, although I never contacted the Board of Elections, every person in my whole family was completely eliminated from the voting rolls. So when I did go in to vote, My name was not on the on there, so I had to fill out a document to vote. That doesn't happen in New York. That does not happen. So I was completely set up, and I know who set me up. I know who did it. I know who pushed the charges. I'm not stupid. I got incredible connections. I know exactly how it all played out, who handled my document illegally, who brought it to the Board of Elections, who brought it and pushed the district attorney, at the time was running for re-election, thought it would be a great idea to take down the head of the Tea Party, so he charged me. And what happened to Chris Jacobs? I'm not going to comment. I think everybody that knows me knows how I feel about it. Was he given special... I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to throw any accusations out. The guy just won an election. And that's all I want to say about that.
Thank God he won. And I it doesn't matter. I think he's still going to win in October. But
November 3rd. Right? November 3rd?
It was October. Thank you, Russ. I greatly appreciate talking to you, and I can't wait to meet you face-to-face sometime.
Well, thanks. Should have come up at the Roger Stone thing and introduced yourself. Your son's a good kid. He really is. He's a good welder. Tell him I said hi.
By the way, on Roger Stone, the Department of Justice has said that they will not oppose extending his time because of COVID, his time before he has to report for prison.
I talked to Roger 2 or 3 days ago, and I sent him a text, and I copied you on the text, and he responded almost immediately. We support Roger Stone 100%. Everybody else around him is all basically at home. And Carl and Roger is being sent to this prison in Georgia. And if you look at the amount of coronavirus that's in that prison right now, Roger's very worried, as he should be. Yeah. I can only hope and pray that President Trump commutes his sentence. June 30th is what, Tuesday? I think it's Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday is June 30th. That's the day that Roger Stone is supposed to be reporting for prison. He did a video on Facebook this morning. I love Roger. I met Roger through Carl Palladino in 2010. I didn't like him at first just because of what he has done over all the years and some of the candidates that he supported. So when he came in, me and Roger sat down and have a nice conversation. And yes, he does have a Nixon tattoo on his back. He showed it to me. Once I got to know Roger, he's one of the most honorable men I know. Sure, they call him the dirty trickster, but we had a lot of meetings together. And, you know, for Roger to come up to me and tell me I'm one of the most loyal friends a Carl Palladino could ever have, it's like, yeah, isn't that what friends are all about?
Exactly.
That's what friends are all about. I mean, I met Carl in 2006. We hit it off right away, and we've been best of friends since. And if he ever wanted to run for governor, I would drive him around the state again. But when you got Republican Party that turns its back on you and supports the opposition, and all the money goes to the opposition, which the opposition was Cuomo, and you got all the heads of the Republican, conservatives, and Democrats that side with Andrew Cuomo because Carl was like Donald Trump. We were going to go to Albany. We were going to take the trash out. All right, Trump is in Washington, D.C., and he's trying to expose the deep state. I've never seen anybody in my entire life go through the hell that this man is going through. The other night, somebody posted a picture of Trump getting off his helicopter after he did his rally. So the guy's got, he works all day long. I don't know when he sleeps, if he even does sleep. He worked all day long. He flew to Tulsa, Oklahoma. They did the rally. He lands in the helicopter. He goes walking out. His tie is undone. The guy looks exhausted, all right? Mm-hmm. And what does the media do with it? He's defeated. Donald Trump is completely defeated. Come on, really? Give it a break. Thanks, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
Good tune. Let's bring in a set of drums. You know, Glenn actually wants to do that. He wants to have me and him play drums.
Rush, you're, little... you're not going to play drums, Rush. You already
no. No. I haven't sat on a set of drums in probably 20 years. My son Jacob and Abram were playing drums. Poor Elijah. Elijah doesn't have any musical talent at all, so he got a ukulele. We found the ukulele when we were moving. It's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, real quick, we got Todd from Metro Roberts Realty coming up. How you doing, Todd?
I am excellent, gentlemen. Good day.
Yeah, thank you. What's happening?
Crazy market.
I know. I can only imagine what it's like out there.
I'm not sleeping much, but my wife and kids are happy, working a lot, and I'm not necessarily home outside of cooking dinner on a grill, so...
Nice.
There you go. So I hear, I understand there's not enough housing on the market. Is that what's going on?
Absolutely. It is a seller's market, and there's ways we can protect people so you're not homeless in the process. But if you're at all thinking about selling a home, now is the time to do it. I can't tell you the last time I have not been in a multiple offer situation. And the last few houses, I've told my people, if you're not going in 10% over asking, we really need to think about what we're doing.
That's what I heard.
House. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I heard. I talked to a realtor the other day, and she's a friend of mine. And she told me that any houses that goes on the market, they're selling 5, 10, 20% over asking price. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. We had a house in Depew that brought 48 offers.
Oh, my God.
there's a house in South Buffalo that got 80 offers. It's crazy. And
wow.
Price point specific either. Up around 400, I've had to go over asking. You know, if you're down below, like 2.25, you absolutely have to go over asking. Unless it's gouged, of course. You know, but
right.
If you've got a legit price and you're selling a house where it should be priced.
Are people selling because they're moving out of the state, Todd?
That's absolutely some of it. I've got some friends who contact me, and I'm going to miss them dearly, but they're heading down to the Carolinas. So.
Explain why it's over asking with people wanting to leave. What is that? Just such a shortage that because we're not growing, it's not like there's a lot of people moving in here.
Well, a little bit of it is that though. Most of it is just a straight-up shortage, obviously more buyers than sellers, but
right.
I've got a brother-in-law who was living in Yonkers when all the, you know, all the defecation hit the fan.
Mm. He found him. That's a good way to say it, polite, defecation hit the fan.
Whirling Dervish, but most people don't the fan reference to Whirling Dervish. But we got him out of Yonkers, and my wife's from Rochester. We found him a house there, and I am getting contacted from people, hey, we don't want to be in a complex. We don't want to be in a city.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us, it's a lot of people wanting to get out of a complex.
You know, and I can agree with that. People now, because of all the riots and all the protests, people want out of the cities. And so for so many years, we had the push to get everybody into the cities. And a lot of cities are growing. Like, Carl, you're having some pretty good success downtown. Right. As far
I'm just
as,
thinking about how great it would be if Andrew Cuomo listed his house for sale.
I was wondering why Carl looked like he was daydreaming. Now I know why. I don't think he'd be welcome anywhere. But we spoke earlier about New York City. Over 100,000 people leaving New York City. I really hear that the real estate market in Pennsylvania is absolutely exploding, which is right outside of New York City and New Jersey. It's exploding down there. People can't find enough houses. And I know somebody that just sold a house for $1.5 million that they built not even a year ago for $500,000.
Yeah, I mean, people want to be close enough. I mean,
right.
A friend who used to work in the city, and it was actually easier for him to fly from Rochester into New York City 2 days a week and work remotely the rest of the time than and more cost-effective than it was to live down there.
Wow. Do you know that New York City has lost over 100,000 people since this started in March? And they're predicting upwards of 400 to a half a million will be gone by January 1st out of the city. You think that has a lot to do with just people just moving all over the country, getting out of New York City?
Absolutely. You know, and people are going to come home. Cause, I mean, think about it. You cash out in New York City, you can come here and almost literally pay cash for a house.
Right.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's down there and it's up here. But you're still making out pretty well if you've been down there for a while. And, you know, a lot of people are coming home because they can work remotely.
Nice.
Well, if you could, I mean, this whole thing has proved one thing. There's a lot of people that can work from home.
Right.
A lot of people can work from home. From what I understand, during the week, this studio is like a ghost town because so many people are doing work from home.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty incredible.
Employers are experimenting with it. It's not so great from an employer's perspective. The efficiency you lose is huge.
Oh, it is.
Okay, and you know, although the press is banging the drums and saying that this is the new frontier, it's the new norm, I don't think so. No,
most
employers, okay, gauge their employees by their work efficiency,
right?
And you lose tremendous efficiency. You lose the intercommunication in the offices, okay, between the people. You lose too much. Yeah.
You go back to that old TV commercial from like 20 years ago where the guy comes in and hands all his salespeople a plane ticket. Do you see that? He says, everything's done by fax and by phone now. And he goes, not with us. I want you meeting those people face to face. Nothing beats face to face.
I can agree because it's so easily to get sidetracked at home when you're trying to do work.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you.
Look at all the government workers that have had a free ride for the last few months.
Don't get me going on that.
Full benefits, full pay, just sit around the house. How efficient are those people going to be when they get back to work or have to be back to work?
Yeah, good luck with that.
And we're going to be hearing more and more from governmental leaders. Oh, we're going to allow a lot of our people to work from home.
Yeah. So, Todd, you got anything else?
Open house tomorrow, if you guys don't mind me plugging it quick.
No, go right ahead.
32 Elwood Drive in West Seneca from 1 to 3. It's over near Reserve and Mill. Let's see, 3-bed, 2-bath, listed at 170. Great house, great location. I was going to say something about school district, but then I'm breaking rules and regulations in New York State. So,
no. My God. I don't know how anybody anymore.
Todd.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for giving a call.
All right.
See you later. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. You got to be careful everything you say because you're going to be breaking New York State regulations. Oh, all right. We'll get quickly going to go to John in Rochester. John, you've been holding on for almost an hour. It's always good to hear from you when you call in.
Well, I'm working at my desk, raising enough income so I can pay my taxes, you know?
Well, that's number one thing, John. You got to pay your taxes, whether you can actually survive. It doesn't matter to Andrew Cuomo, as long as you pay your taxes.
And by the way, I don't have a mask on either.
No?
But I got to tell you, I tried some of that New York State, your the solvent or clean your hands.
Solvent? It's like... I'm going to open up the bottle right now. Now's the perfect time for a review. I am opening up the bottle.
Tell us what the aroma is.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't even have an aluminum.
That's potent.
That foil top on it. You know, how can they promise this stuff? It doesn't have a seal on it. I mean, you can't buy aspirin without cracking your knuckles. Never mind. I won't go into it. Ooh, all right. I'm gonna give a smell. Oh, good Lord. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think you're right. It's a solvent. And David, you want me to use this?
it's the color of urine, and it's made in a prison. So take the guess.
I'm sorry, John, but you brought it up. You're the one that started this. So now we got Andrew Cuomo's New York State clean solvent.
Is his mug on that thing? Is his mug on it?
No. Thank God.
His name anywhere?
I couldn't look at it if his picture was on it.
Yeah.
But it does. It's in a bottle. I'll have to take a picture of it and I'll post it on my Facebook page. It is the color of urine.
Oh, definitely.
So, John, what's on your mind now that I completely sidetracked you?
No, I did use it. I went into a store, and that's what. So I it was mandatory. You had to use it. So I took the dispenser, and the dispenser cap falls off and spills all over my shorts.
Did they get
expect their cap to fit the bottle, did you?
But yeah, it was actually bought from the States, so I'm going to assume
it was made by Andrew Cuomo. Why should the cap fit the bottle?
Yeah. Well, the cap does fit the bottle, but you can open it right up. Any child can open this, so there's a real safety hazard. There is no aluminum seal across the top of it.
Nope.
So a child can get a hold of this and take the cap right off and drink it.
What are the ingredients?
So it's very...
What does it say the ingredients are?
This is very dangerous.
What's it say the ingredients are?
You know, we all have to comply with all these codes, but New York State doesn't.
The ingredient label's in Chinese, I think.
Go ahead, John. Talk while I look at what the ingredients are.
Well, you know, the other guy that got screwed, Dinesh D'Souza, on that campaign, illegal campaign contribution at the Southern District of New York.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Berman Jackson, that corrupt judge down there,
yep,
put him to the test, which was unbelievable. Here's the guy that got the book thrown at him. It was, to me, that's the problem conservatives and Republicans face is our court system. Judges in the Southern District, in the District of Columbia, Northern Virginia, they're ruling against conservatives and ruling in favor of leftists. It's a danger. It really is a danger.
Yeah.
It concerns me a lot.
Stop. You know what? Leftists, they're called communists. All right. I don't agree with the term leftist. It's not right left. It's American versus communism.
I agree. John, the Richmond, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C., is the richest area in the entire country. What does that tell you? The richest area in the entire country. We lived down in Virginia in 2001, 2002, and we were outside of Charlottesville in between Richmond. It was a little town called Palmyra, and we lived in a little gated community. I would say over half of the people that lived in that little community that we were in, it was a great little community, traveled to D.C. almost every single day. It was a little better than an hour's drive to get to D.C. And that whole population outside of Washington, D.C. has been exploding since Bush got in office, then Obama. Actually, it started down to Clinton, then Bush and Obama. And it's the richest area in the entire country because 90% of the people down there work for the United States government.
Right.
And most of them are leftists, you know?
And, you know, it's funny. The term liberal was used quite
a bit. Well, that sort of sums it up.
It sort of sums it up.
You guys are liberal because you look at both sides of an argument.
In the pure form...
Communist.
Yeah, but in the pure term of liberalism, I will agree with you.
Yeah.
That's why it's really got to go... leftist and communist, so I agree with David on that one.
But I'll tell you one thing. Michael Flynn, he got screwed by that judge also.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still getting screwed. The judge still hasn't given...
No, that's not Berman. That's Sullivan. He's brain dead. Yeah.
If you guys ever get indicted, if I ever get indicted...
I was indicted at one point, yes.
But I'll tell you... I would ask for a change of venue. If I ever get indicted and get sent down to the Southern District of New York or the D.C. I would ask for a change of venue to Kansas.
Well, Kansas. They'd tell you no, but good luck with that.
Well, hopefully you won't catch up with me.
Okay, before I drop you off the call, because we got to go to a break, John, the ingredients in this urine-filled hand sanitizer... is what it's called. It's isopropyl alcohol, antiseptic, 75% topical solution is all it says on this thing. I can't read the real fine print in the back, but it may say corrosive.
It's in Chinese.
John, anything else? We got to go to break.
I couldn't get the stink off my hands either.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
See you later. Okay, we got a quick break we got to go to, and then we're going to try to rip through some calls, and we're coming up on the end of the show already. It's amazing.
You're listening to the Financial Guys Radio Network with guest hosts Carl Paladino and Russ Thompson. Need your weekly Glenn and Mike fix? Check out their podcast, available on all streaming platforms and YouTube. New episodes are released every single week. Now, here's Carl Paladino and Russ Thompson.
He's on Twitter a lot, you know? We're back, folks. Sorry, once again, in the middle of a conversation. So I gotta talk about what we just talked about on the phone. If anybody is on Twitter, you gotta look up my wife's account. All right, she created an account. It's at El Duce, ILDUCE Cuomo in Twitter. She opened up that account probably a year ago, and she started getting a whole bunch of followers. So she. It's a parody account of Andrew Cuomo, and she's just funny. So she had a whole bunch of followers, and then they blocked her account. So you know she was effective because they blocked the account. So the other day she created a new account. So you got to go follow her. It's at Il Duce Cuomo 2. So ILDUCECUOMO 2. And follow her. It's hysterical. I don't know how much longer she'll be on. She'll be blocked again. But if you want to laugh at some great stuff that she puts out, go follow her on Twitter. I am not on Twitter. I got fed up with being attacked so much by the leftists, so I just dropped Twitter altogether. I got a huge Facebook account, and 5,000 people on Facebook follow me. So find that. I'm getting ready to leave Facebook. I may go to what they call Parler. I'm not sure yet. But that, I can never get out of this stuff. That's why we're going to do the podcast. And we'll hook up, let everybody know when the podcast is going to happen. We're going to do it with Mike and Glenn, the Financial Guys Radio Network. And you can get it on iHeartRadio and radio.com. If you need the Financial Guys, give them a call, 833-FIN-GUYS. And they've been on air 21, going on 22 years now, and they just keep on growing and going into new platforms. I love those guys. They consider us part of the family, really, which is what I love. Okay, go through a couple of calls before we have to get off the air. Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin, how you doing? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I have two questions to ask.
Kevin, this is Carl. Do you ever sleep? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
The reason why I want to ask it is because these two questions. Because when you vote for Republicans, who you know are guaranteed to lose at the federal level, you know, like the Senate and even with the presidency here in New York,
mm-hmm.
you know that when you vote, that still your vote is worth something to somebody, and who it worth something to. The party bosses, the leaderships, the elites, delegates, and even lobbyists, because they take this and they run back to their national, you know, leaders or even in D.C. For access, for status, or even financial gains, as we see here in New York State. So, and this is state of politics here in New York. So this is like silver or gold. When you vote for someone you know is going to lose. So here's my two questions. Can I still be a supporter of the president even if I don't vote for him here in New York State? Because you guys are telling folks to leave after all. And then secondly, then why vote for him? If, to me, it's like you are really helping the swamp, because your vote will really matter to these individuals. So what do you think about that? Because, it's really, really, it's frustrating, with what's going on out here. And David, a friend, I don't use that term lightly. You are a friend, but sometimes friends disappoint you. And in this very same studio last year, when, I know you guys always talk about how corrupt the governor is and those who make up the party that's in the leadership of the Democratic Party, right? But when I mentioned the fact out in Niagara County, by the way, Carl, Macy has his back, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's recruiting right now, okay? And I'll tell you what, okay? He still have some of his stalwarts who are here in Niagara County within the GOP. And if we don't do something about this, and that even extends to Erie County, I say, God help us. But anyway, if you can answer my question, I'll listen off here.
All right, thanks. A lot. It's a lot right there.
Well, first off, real quick, you want to vote who you want for president, but you're not throwing your vote away because you want that national vote. I don't want to hear that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote mm-hmm. by 3 million votes, and so she should be the president. I don't want to hear that. We're not a democracy. We're not a true democracy. So that's the first question. So go ahead, Russ. Well, I just want to make sure.
The other thing about
want to vote.
The other thing about getting out there and voting for Trump and showing support of Trump. All right. Number one, we have to show that Trump has got more support in New York State than Cuomo even wants to admit himself. All right. Trump is extremely popular in the rest of the state, maybe not in the inner cities, Utica, Rochester, Syracuse, in the inner cities. He's not real strong. But if you look at the voting results last time, Trump won, I think, 50 counties of the 62 counties. I mean, the overwhelming majority of the people in this state, well, I can't say overwhelming majority because we would actually have more Republicans and conservatives in office. But the majority of the rest of the state, the populace, all right, out of New York City is very conservative, all right, except for in the inner cities. That is where we lack representation. That's where we need to get more representation, and we need to show everybody in this state that Trump has a lot more support in New York State. And people got to get up off their apathy and get out and vote. When you have voter turnouts, it's 20%, and you're lucky if you can hit 30%. That's really abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
Why are other countries up in 70-80% of voting participation? Why aren't we? Why aren't we? As far as I'm concerned, it's your duty to vote. It's a privilege to vote, so take advantage of that and do your duty. You wonder why we have so many gun laws? It's because not enough gun owners get out to vote. So every single time there's an election, you got to vote. And as far as I get sick of the National Republican Committee sending us requests for more money. I get sick of it. Ignore it. Throw it in the trash. All right? End of subject. We're coming up on the end of the show. We got a minute left. Dave, you got anything?
Yeah, real quick, on Wednesday at 5:30, if you go to my Facebook page, I am doing a fundraiser. I haven't had one in like 9 months.
No, you haven't.
I could use some help. It's only $35, and I'm going to be online. I'm actually going to do an online with a couple special guests, and we're going to talk about things that are going on. One of the things I'm going to be breaking is Governor Cuomo's plans to try and sink the NYSET, the teachers, by 25% this year.
Whoa.
Yeah, by taking out the teachers with his Gates Reimagine Education.
So he's Reimagine New York.
Yep, we're going to talk about that on my podcast, or whatever you want to call it. It's an online video chat, so, and you can be part of it. So hopefully go to my Facebook page.
Carl, real quick. Got about a minute, less than a minute.
All set. Yeah.
All set?
Oh, the world's perfect. Yeah.
Well, I wish the world was perfect. I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to us. We were just nothing but a couple of giggling girls, according to one of the text messages. But I want to thank you. Tune in next week. Mike and Glenn will be back. And I want to thank Carl and David for sitting in with me. Take care, folks. Thank you. God bless. God bless.